This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The wicked flee when none pursue. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, taking your phone calls. We have the pulled, shocking Microsoft ad that actually worshipped and admitted high priestess of Aleister Crowley, devil worship and blood drinking, coming up, and a lot of other news. But does anybody care that Communist China is now fingering the U.S. for giving them the coronavirus and admitting it came out of the lab? I mean, that's a major blackmail going on. We told you the deep state's involved. Trump's not involved. He can defeat the deep state and the Chi-Coms by exposing that at any time. Trevor in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Two thumbs up to David Knight's show this morning. Always over the top, as always. And my question to you is that you say you talk to Trump. Trump listens to your show. But ever since January, you and Dr. Boyle's been laying out all the crimes against Obama, laying out all the crimes against Fauci, the CDC, and everything. How come Trump is listening to Fauci when he already knows this stuff, that he has these crimes, and how come he hasn't arrested them yet? Because it seems to me, though, that the way it looks to me, that since he hasn't arrested these people, that he's supporting this two-tier justice system that you see in America.
Well, we're going to play a clip in a moment of Fauci in 2017 saying Trump will be faced with a major biological crisis, and now Trump's talking about firing Fauci. This is how it works. Trump has got all these agencies and all these things under him. He's just busy trying to turn the economy on. You know, they kept him distracted with Russiagate, Ukrainegate, all that. And Trump hasn't called me in a long time. He's called a few times. I missed the call, but I haven't talked to Trump in a long time. I've had a few people that work with Trump call up and say, hey, the president's going to tweet some stuff. What do you think we should tweet? And I send them some stuff, and, you know, they pick one of them, tweet two other things. That's kind of like the pat on the head. That's fine. I appreciate it. I didn't ask for that. You know, I was like, Trump, get off your ass and fight internet censorship. And, you know, a guy calls up and works for the president and says, hey, he's going to tweet some of your stuff tonight. He's on it. He's trying. What do you want? It's kind of like, hey, I'm still here. Don't worry. Trust the plan, and not in the Q way. But if he fires Fauci, once he gets into it, and Fauci lies to him and says, sir, no problem, you know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, sir, no problem, even in February, and then suddenly turns on him, then Trump learns about it. Now says, I don't want any Never Trumpers. I don't want any Soros people. I don't want any Democrats. Now he sits there himself and Googles their name. That's why they're so pissed. He's becoming the president. So Trump's not perfect, but in defense, I have about 100 crew members. You know, a nice janitor, custodial, and you know, accounting, and editors, and researchers, and customer service, and you know, 100 people about. If a couple of them turn against me without me knowing, they could wreak havoc in there. We've had that before with operatives. We've got a great crew now. It's clean, as they say. They put up with my crap. I'm our biggest asset and our biggest, you know, deficit at the same time. So I got a great crew. But imagine the president with millions of people under. I mean, he's just counting on what generals tell him and what heads of agencies tell him. And then Fauci knows that Trump doesn't watch CNN and stuff a lot, so he'll run over our MSNBC, talk crap about the president on that channel, then run back over here, and then Trump gets it, and so Trump's now seeing Fauci talk smack about him and lie about him, and so yeah, Fauci is on his way out. He just doesn't want, when they built Fauci up like a god, to get rid of him without a reason, or then it hurts the stock market. So Trump has got a balancing act, but at this point, with the globalists in with the Chi-Coms and launching bio attacks and trying to kill the economy, gloves got to come off. People want strength. They want action. Trump doesn't want to be a dictator. We know he's fighting the globalists, and we're not going to get mad. They're always calling him a dictator because they're dictators. They're with the damn Chinese communists. And so if they were citizens and if they were Americans pulling this, I'd say, hey, if it's illegal, indict them. But when it's Chi-Coms and globalists trying to, who are about to invade Taiwan and are like, I mean, come, we're here. This is like if Hitler had spies all in our government, they were openly saying, we want Hitler to crush Trump, or we want Hitler to crush Roosevelt in 1941 when the war already started. No one would put up with that. But the Washington Post is, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump now. It's not Americans. They're anti-Americans that say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. So Trump is surrounded. I'm surprised he's done this good. I get pissed at him like a baby, instant gratification. Then I'm like, wait a minute, Jones, you know what it's like to run stuff at a small level. And I'm just like, how's he even doing this? He's like a superhero.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
Attack publicly. The Chi-Coms with the deep state launch COVID-19. You now are seeing that mainline news. The Defense Department knows that happened. That's why China said, screw it. They're preparing to invade Taiwan. They've got ships massing around it and off the coast of Japan. They said they're now preparing a physical phase for physical invasion that got almost no news because most of our media is bought off and paid for by the globalists who are allied with China. Does it great disservice to say it's just China? No. China has been set up as a proxy for the New World Order. Of course, we reported last year China's secret plan to invade Taiwan by 2020. It's actually 2017. Well, now that's been announced, and almost no coverage of that. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here, and then at the bottom of the hour, I will get into what Trump was just talking about a month ago, the death caused by the shutdown. So you want to talk about death, starvation. It's not as sexy as a virus, but people in Africa, Latin America, Asia, the Middle East, already starving by the millions because of this depression. Half the planet lives at a subsistence level. 2 billion, right at starvation. That's the UN's own numbers. I'll show it all to you. So when the Pope says it's Mother Earth cleansing the planet, that's pagan, by the way, not Christian, and not original Christian, as the term Catholic would mean. Catholicism. When he talks about that, well, I guess the earth with the globalists cutting the food off is about to cleanse the third world. Totally sick. So what you have is Satanists taking over everywhere. Well, Marina Abramovic is a high priest in the Aleister Crowley Loser Club, and she told Reddit forums that, no, her rituals are real. She's an occultist, and she, you know, holds these satanic covens. And she hangs out, of course, with Podesta and his brother that publicly promotes pedophilia. Tony Podesta in the Washington Post 2007, because that's the lesser magic to externalize the hierarchy and the method. And so they put out last night a video that got 99% downvotes on YouTube with a Microsoft ad talking about, oh, since you're locked at home, wear these VR goggles and you can see her. You can see a tubby witch in a red dress laying in a pentagram, but they didn't tell you all that. They tell you dial into her app. They're not telling you it's Satanism. So I thought we'd actually show you when you go to the app, because they're not telling everybody watching this all over CNN, Fox News, they're airing this ad, that, hey, when you go there, this woman drinks blood, and they collect women's semen, men's semen, and women's milk, and do rituals, and she's in the spirit cooking WikiLeaks and all this. So they don't tell you any of that. But again, why would Bill Gates be doing that? Well, let's show him first on screen. Bill Gates is best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. And he lived with him when he would come to New York. There he is with Larry Summers and other weirdos. And there they all are. So there's Bill Gates and there's Jeffrey Epstein, who carried out secret cloning programs. And that's who these dudes are. So when your daughter comes up missing, well, just remember. So you can also type of Bill Gates and this Abramovic character and the rest of them. But this is who they worship. And the fact that they thought they'd put this out and it wouldn't blow up on them, just like Bill Gates is totally hated on his Facebook, his Instagram, 99% negative. The good news is their BS isn't selling. It may sell with some of the yuppies and people that want to stay home and watch Netflix, but we know it's starving to death, the third world. We know it's overall a bunch of hype. And the world's waking up. You know, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on. As Mark Twain once said, he's absolutely right. So here is the ad that they pulled after it was up a day, over a million views on YouTube, 99% negative, and they pulled it. But we've actually updated it and upgraded it. Here it is.
I believe that art of the future is art without objects. This is just pure transmission of energy between the viewer and the artist. To me, mixed reality is this answer.
This was a unique opportunity to take the most legendary artists working now and capture them in such a way that they are translatable forever.
If you're a collector, you're trying to find works that break new ground. We here at Christie's believe that this is that. And it will be the first time that a mixed reality artwork is sold at auction.
There was always a question what you buy when you buy performance. You buy the video.
Back it up, play from the beginning. Again, they have to put value on something worthless. I remember reading an article in the Wall Street Journal like 20-something years ago. It was like, why do these rich Wall Street people pay $50 million for a bloody skull with semen on it? And they go, well, it's just part of how we blow money and how they're starving children. We don't help them. It's part of us being powerful. Remember the clips I played of major comedians and so-called, you know, leftists going, I killed my baby. I waited until she was 8 months old, and she had a whole future, and I enjoyed snuffing her out because it's about me playing God. Remember all those clips I played? Not just Michelle Wolf, but a bunch of them. That's all this is. It's like we're going to worship some hunchback creature who is publicly the Aleister Crowley head lady. It's like pot-bellied demon Aleister Crowley. Why are you worshiping? It's part of the joke. You worship the fallen. You worship the ugly. That's greedy and feeds on people. And then she's at the center of the spirit cooking and Podesta and promises delivering little kids to them. And people are like, whoa, what is this? Here it is.
I believe that art of the future is art without objects. This is just pure transmission of energy between the viewer and the artist. To me, mixed reality is this answer.
This was a unique opportunity.
They're claiming that if it's VR, it's real reality. Oh, it's so pure. When you look at me and goggle, it's better to eat than you get. All of it's a fraud. Let's continue.
Capture them in such a way that they are translatable forever.
If you're a collector, you're trying to find works that bring you down. This is that. And it will be the first time that a mixed reality artwork is sold at auction.
There was always a question what you buy when you buy performance. You buy the video or you buy the additional photographs. Here, you actually can have the artist's presence in your collection.
The first thing we had to figure out
was
you had to feel that you were in the room with Marina.
Not a demon appears.
Of Marina.
So it's all a ritual.
Two was created by people who quite clearly have an interest in
like
the
I'm
audience.
Seeing the demon. Look at these nerds.
Using technology.
Who would want to be these people?
So the purest expression of artistic intent.
The purestness is these nerds. You can be like Podesta. Bunch of decadent, crazy, drugged out women. Simulating human murder. And everyone bowing down to her. What a bunch of empty jokes.
Die because the work of art can continue. In performance, the piece is only in the memory of the audience and nowhere else. Here, I am kept forever.
Yeah, I am kept forever.
That's the scam that you're uploaded digitally in this big mind. That's the beginning of that. And then they all move real slow, like,
oh, we have something you don't have. Oh, we put VR goggles on you, worship fat woman in red dress. Look, I drink blood. Does it make you scared of me? I give you special power to destroy children. Hey.
Oh, sounds like fentanyl.
Hello, dumb Americans. Hope you enjoy your depression. Phone call straight ahead on the other side with Stupid Americans. Infowars.com. Do not visit.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Global martial law lockdown now taking place. And notice they're saying it's been going for years, it never ends. But China's open for business. The bioweapon release, the plan to bring us down complete. It'll cause hundreds of millions of deaths in the next 5 years. I'll cover this the last segment of this hour in the third world, but that's okay. Because it gives power to the beast, power to Bill Gates, power to the globalists. And our subservience to them gives them power over us. So it's time for that to stop. Let's go to your calls right now. Who's been holding longest now? Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say that, you know, as the Chinese are preparing to go to war with the U.S. and the U.S. is insane, that they're also destroying inside. And instead of fighting a two-front war like we did in World War II, we'll fight an internal war with each other where mass food, people won't be able to get food, people will be...
Yeah, because they have so many collaborators in the government and in the media that they're even bragging they're doing this. No, America's in war right now, and we're losing because President Trump doesn't just rally the public and say, look, the Democrats are Chi-Com agents. I'm sorry. We'll fix the stock market later. They're going to destroy everything. This is all a giant hoax. Fear. I mean, yeah, the virus is real, but the way this flu kills this many, it's disproportionate. They're hyping it. It's all done by design. And notice the Democrats love it. They can't even contain their glee.
That's right. And you know, they have Bill Gates, who supposedly invented something great through Microsoft, supposedly. And he's telling everybody he's not a doctor, and he's telling everybody, get your vaccines, do this. Why are we listening to him? He's not a doctor, and if he was, it's your choice.
Well, that Greg Reese video that I've worked with him on, he did an excellent job. Communist Party, China. Fires warning shot at globalist collaborators for COVID-19. It's on newswars.com, infowars.com, and band.video. It is so important to get out because just in 3 minutes, it lays out. I mean, how big is it that China now admits that they got grants from Obama to develop COVID-19? That's admitted now. They're saying that to get Trump off their back. No, that doesn't get Trump off your back because you get it with the deep state that wants this and is openly promoting you. I mean, this is like puts all the pieces together.
Oh, they love it. They're just throwing it in our face, and everyone who's not awake, they're eating into it. They're buying it. They're more into the Trump, the economy, and what Fauci's saying. And the Chinese are just laughing all the way because they're just throwing it all back in our face, saying, hey, your internal people did this too. Again, they're working with us against you, and no one's seeing it.
Well, you know how it works with America, and we pray and get right with God. We always lose the first quarter, but we win. By the halftime, things have turned, and the enemy's scared. I'm not against the Chinese people, but the Chi-Coms were put in by David Rockefeller on record, and they are absolutely evil. They've got to be defeated. And America now gets it. They're not going to stop trying to impeach the president. They're going to try to wreck the economy and overthrow stuff and have a depression. You want to see death, as the president said, this will cause it. Critical segment, last segment. Please tune in then, folks. Please share it. My God, there are so many people. If you could be in one of those villages with one of the hardworking mothers and fathers that have their own business and, have a couple cows and are raising things, and rebels come through the globalist fund or the Chi-Coms fund and kill their cows. And now, they're living subsistence as fishermen or whatever, and they barely got enough food, and they get sick and they die. And you don't hear about their names because maybe dad or mom works at the local flower market where they grow a lot of flowers in Africa to ship to Europe. Those have been shut down with this. And so that maybe half a dollar a day he earned that he could get medicine or maybe a book once a year for his kids or maybe a pair of shoes for his kids once a year. The kids pass the shoes on. Instead, they die. And that's why I've been so pissed and felt like I should come on air in the first hour and say, this is war. We bet the president better start getting serious because I feel guilty that I haven't done enough. I'll be honest with you. That's why people call in and say, thank you, Alex Jones. Makes me feel sick because we've been born into all this wealth and all this power, and we're worried about we're losing something. We can't go to a restaurant. This is a death sentence for billions of people total if this continues. Appreciate your call, sir. Don in Michigan, go ahead.
Alex, I can't believe we've never spoken before. I've been behind you since the Janet Reno days, Michigan militia.
Well, thank you for being behind us, Don. We couldn't be here without you.
Yeah, it's so great to hear, to talk to you. But the reason I'm calling is I'm in Michigan, and as you know, we had a communist governor, Whitmer, decreeing.
Oh, man, American flags can't be sold. England, you can't get potato chips. It's all just treating you like it's always more they want. Always how low you can bow to their ass.
Yeah, and it's bad enough that we've sold all our strategic grain reserves to China. They're virtually non-existent. All the meatpacking plants are shutting down. Farmers are pouring their milk out onto the ground.
Because no one will buy it. And the media's like, why are you throwing the milk away? It's perfect communist. Why aren't you delivering the milk? Because the trucks won't come because the distributors are shut down, you dumb commies. They're turning us into Venezuela in a matter of months. I should have led the show. You're right. I think that's in my stack about the breakdown, about how the meatpacking and everything's shutting down because we're in martial law and the left loves it. And when they're totally homeless, they're going to be begging for a bunch of free crap. Don't you love it?
Well, we have the 14th Amendment limiting state powers to violate our God-given rights. I suggest that as Americans, we stand up for them. And you're right. We need to stand up and stop rolling over to China. What we need to do is expel every single CCP member that is on our soil. We need to seize their property, put that in the national treasury, cease all debt payments to China, and make the world choose which side are you on. And Americans need to demand this, not because I love war. I hate the military-industrial complex. I hate the technocratic elite, and I know that's what they want. But if we did it properly from a defensive stance.
It's the military-industrial complex that's globalist control that did this. We're taking control of that right now. But the difference is at least America literally understands. Look, we're under attack because we got a real president. We're under attack by the globalist proxy state, the Chi-Coms, right now.
We would be welcomed into China with open arms. I think the Falun Gong, the Chinese Uyghurs, the Chinese Christians that are all being persecuted, they're all ready to blow up.
That's right. The Chinese aren't our enemy. The Chinese party, the Communist Party, said in the 70s, we love a nuclear war. We hate our people. We want to get rid of half of them. In their culture, the elite hates the general public. Absolutely, brother. Beautiful what you said. Anything else, Don?
Just I want to get people aware of their own worth. Get out there. Defy Governor Whitmer's orders. Plant some seeds. You got to get heirloom seeds while you still can before they rope off more.
Oh, yeah, notice they're roping off the seeds nationwide and in Europe. Wow. They're planning a long, dark lockdown until we submit. And people go, well, Trump will turn it back on. The corporations, the states, and cities are just ignoring him. This is their final move. He's holding us hostage, and they're literally taking Chi-Com orders.
Have to fight from the home front. Sprout every seed that you have. Distribute them to your neighbors. Promote gardening because
canning.
You may have to fall back on that. Get your canning supplies around now before they're all gone.
You know, back in December, November, I started putting up that image of the guy in a spacesuit in a national park, and I said, I feel like it's a bio attack. Soon they're going to make it unnatural to be outside. We're going to be forced indoors. And I had that psychic image, and I told her about it.
Bio-PQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now, 50% off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
They were given the bioweapons a release on America. Oh, you might want to check the video out. It's at man.video in the John Bound section at InfoWars.com. Because if Trump gets out ahead of this, the truth's horrible. I know it sounds crazy, but it's what's happening. Now the Senate Intelligence Committee and the they're all coming out saying China did this on purpose. Well, yeah, they did it with Obama, and Fauci ran it. But see, everybody see Fauci up there. Go to drudgereport.com and click on that. Headline. We'll cover it next segment. We're going to calls right now. Trump set to fire Fauci. What is all that about? Since when did Fauci, this literal George Soros slash Bill Gates minion, become God? White House says no for now, but that little monster needs to be indicted, not fired. Unbelievable. All right, let's race through your calls now here. All right, who's up next? It's going in the order they were received. Daniel in Kentucky, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm looking over the hills here in Kentucky, and I see a swarm of our enemy coming over the hills. And I'm asking General Trump, when are we going to attack? When are we going to attack? When are you going to let us fail here? No, I hope he's
in a war with criminals in the government and the system, allied with communist China and Hollywood, to literally cut the economy off, and China's open for business. And it'll be, have you seen the numbers? The third world already has millions starving to death right now because of this. Who cares about them, right? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I want to give you the mission statement of the Antichrist world government. It's this. To destroy the health, labor, prosperity, freedom, and souls of mankind. That's the mission statement. As a pastor of a small church, I'm trying to wake people up, telling preachers, you need to start telling people just how it is. You know, the Bible
says... Well, notice there's a big revival happening. That's why they're making sure churches stay shut down, even though they have no jurisdiction over churches.
So they're seeing what we will put up with. Some point in time, if this continues, there will be mass disobedience. People are about tired of it up here in Kentucky. I don't know about other states. We're getting tired of it.
It's going to be a little bit more than mass disobedience, and I just feel sorry for the idiot enforcers because they're following illegal orders.
Right, and I know I used to believe that God was going to take us out of here before anything bad happens, but the Bible says all that live godly will what? Suffer persecution. So, pastors, you need to tell them what's coming ahead. And that could stop it is mass repentance and turning to God. That's the only thing. If you look at Jonah, you know, God was going to destroy Nineveh, but Jonah went down, finally did God's will, went down there and preached, and they repented. And for about 100 years...
Well, by the way, that's the paradox everybody hears, that if you stand up for God, you get persecuted. But the Bible also, and I've experienced it, once you go through the fire, the blessings are incredible. And then God gets you ready, and a bigger attack comes, and then sometimes you need to be killed, you know, for the message, but that's okay. You're ready for that. But God always builds you up to the point you're ready. And so as a pastor, would you like to explain to folks that trying to avoid persecution is the surest way of being a slave?
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of Christians out there, they'll say, well, you know, if God don't rapture me out here, I'll just lay down my life for Jesus Christ and get my head cut off. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the majority of people are going to fall in line and take the mark of the beast.
Oh, of course. It's not going to ever be called that. It's called your digital vaccine in the vaccine as an ink to make sure you had it and sure they track you with it. But it's COVID-19, Pastor. Oh, the pastor had to be taken away. He was crazy.
But Jeremiah 12:5, I don't know if you ever read this, if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? If you can't take a stand now for Jesus Christ, you'll never put your head down there in that guillotine and have it chopped off. Feel about it.
Absolutely. People get so afraid of this life. We are energy. It's been scientifically proven. It's all real. Do not fear death, folks. Fear spiritual death, serving Satan. God bless you, my friend. That's a beautiful verse. I've read that verse many years ago, and I've forgotten it. But what was it as he's gone now? Absolutely. If you can't walk right now, it's like we're like fighting the enemy in slow motion right now. Can you imagine trying to race horses? I mean, this is, once the war starts, man, there's no more time for patty cake or games. And we're having our prosperity sucked out. Sucked out. Trump came in, he tried to end abortion. People didn't do it. He's not like some perfect guy either, but he's like, okay, let's do it. And they're like, oh, no, no. And Schumer said, you try to end abortion, we'll kill you. He told the president, well, you're dead. Just like Brennan and Clapper. Said, well, we're going to remove the president outside of law. And they seen him with Hound. They go, you watch. You know, I mean, that's all them up there strutting around how they're going to kill people and how big they are. But you know what? We bow down to their ass, so what do we expect? You bow down to some hunchback Abramovic lady, some hunchback witch, and you get what you deserve. As for me, I don't bow down to that demonic slug. She's already burning in hell. Her life is a tortured existence. Serving her master. She's a slave, not me. I willfully serve my God, and my God empowers me like so much wind and sails. I'm like, can you cut that back? Oh, I can't handle this. God says, that's growing pains. Get ready. Unbelievable. God starts giving me a discernment, understanding. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I can't handle this. And then it's just like, but I can't handle it over time, slowly, spiritually growing, getting stronger. See, the devil doesn't want you to know about that power God has, doesn't want you to know that there's total fulfillment waiting right now, total perfection. Alex in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for rolling.
Listener, 5-year supplement, or first time caller. It's an honor to be here with you.
It's an honor to talk to you, brother. It's you standing behind us is the reason we're here. I salute Alex and all the other patriots.
Absolutely, man. Well, I hope you have enough time for me. I got a lot to lay out.
Go ahead.
We know these people are guilty. The NIH, the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We know who these people are. I mean, there's obviously enough information and evidence out there to start going after Kissinger, which we now see all the articles popping up. We're going to go after him. And when you look at the marches of 63 with MLK and 69 against Vietnam and even 2004 with the
World Health Organization. Aren't allowed though. COVID. No, it's meant to stop our revolution.
Exactly. That's why I thank God every day that this happened after what happened earlier this year, you know, in January with Virginia, when everybody went and mobilized to defend our Second Amendment. That was powerful. And, you know, I want to.
That's what scared them. It's what made them launch the timetable.
So that's why I have this idea. Like, why can't we mobilize hundreds of thousands? Because you have millions of listeners, not only in this country, worldwide. And we're listening to you, brother. We're here. We're ready to do something. And we're not going to let these people get away with it. And I'm over here thinking, you know, with our military being awakened stronger than ever, and everybody's aware, and we have such a strong president right now, why can't we just go into the streets? We have their number. We have their card. We know who these people are. Let's mobilize. Let's go after them. Like, we need to defy all.
No, we do. And you know, we absolutely need to discuss that and to talk about that. What's next?
100%, because China's mobilizing, and we need to be mobilizing, not only in our country, but strategically. Now, I know we have about 30,000 troops in Europe right now, and probably to go after a lot of these heads that are, you know, globalist worms.
Yeah, and listen, that's not authoritarianism. When you're down under bio attack with enemies inside your country, and they're trying to bring the whole economy down, the engine that'll kill tens of millions and kill hundreds of millions in the third world, I'm not a guy that gets off on violence. But, you know, like taking a piss, I know how to do it real well. I'm just saying to the system, if you're not evil and crazy, you better do something right now. I mean, because it's like a train going over the edge of a cliff. If you had a crazy conductor trying to, and you wouldn't stop, you got to hit him in the head. I mean, you got to stop him or the whole damn train goes down. That's all I'm saying, man. And everybody else is too scared to say it. I'm so scared, I got to say it. It's the opposite. I see where this is going, and I'm here like going, you know, I feel guilty. You know, I don't call for Trump to just say, take the gloves off, Mr. President. We just need to start hearing about, you know, we need to start hearing about. A lot of folks need to start dying.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distance.
You know, folks, folks are fighting back. Hashtag reopen North Carolina with that demon governor that closed all the churches. That's all where they have the moral high ground, so they don't go to your church. I mean, Austin has like 7 deaths, a couple thousand cases. I mean, again, it's a real virus. It's weaponized. We told you that. It's been confirmed. It is weaponized. Common cold, but that's because then when they test everybody, it shows that they have it, which are false positives. That's all confirmed. And the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's totally true. Bricks, you know, scarf lady. On the payroll of Bill and Melinda Gates. She admitted last week, yeah, we count every death that tests positive for COVID as COVID. And I have articles today where they admit that, oh, the majority of the tests that say you're positive aren't. And that's why they're finding this now and saying, what are we going to do? See, it's all about you're all suspect now because of a cold bug that all of you have antibodies for. But they want antibodies for the genetically engineered special chimera cold bug that, like HIV, is a creation. And it's owned by Bill and Melinda Gates. They have the patent on it. So now everyone that gets it has to be tracked through their apps. Everyone that can spread it. And see, they made a novel virus that they can now freak everybody out about. But the testers aren't good enough to separate which one it is. You know, they've got the other test about to come out. And they're saying until you've got an antibody for it, you can't go out and have a life. So you got to go to them now to have a life. What a load of crap. But I remember reading 30 years ago, the ultimate bioweapon would be weaponized cold virus. And see, here's the thing. I've really thought about this. If it lowers your immunity to take the vaccine, they've got studies on similar ones they tested. They've done this before. Cold viruses. If it lowers your immunity to the regular cold, that's really the weapon, see? It lowers your immunity. I'm going to go back to your calls. Gerald Salunke is coming up. I need to hit, though, what I did a bunch of. I'll be honest. Here's the. I'm not a morbid person. So after I look at a bunch of studies and look at little kids and read the numbers of the millions that are going to starve to death or already starving to death in the next few months, and then I see the left going, oh, we're so scared for every person that dies here when thousands of times that are going to die from the economy imploding around the world. I get violently pissed because I really do care. It's not like some fake virtue signal with me. And then I'm going to start talking about how those doing the shutdown need to pay for it. But they're just a bunch of useful idiots to begin with. Look at the stack of news right here. Oh, my God. But we got another special report we're going to premiere right here that really doesn't have words to describe it, so I think it's just best we play it. It's a nice CG Joker that introduces it. Here it is.
Many believe this house quarantine by the media, controlled by the government, controlled by the elite, is nothing more than house arrest while they construct the 5G towers.
Every single day, patients are lining up outside here, many of them with cold and flu-like symptoms. They come here to be tested.
This is bad. People are dying. We don't have the tools that we need.
People waiting in the cold to get care. The hospital tells us every...
That's something I haven't even gotten into. The hundreds of TikTok videos at huge hospitals that they claim are overwhelmed and everybody's dying. And then they match them up and it's like totally empty and everyone's dancing around. Because most surgery's elective nowadays. And then people go to the hospital where they say everybody's dying and no one's there the very day it's happening. Because they're counting every death of someone that has a cold virus who happened to have cancer or happened to have lung cancer or happened to have heart attack or happened to have diabetes or happened to have an infection to this. And so I've had some go, Alex is even more sophisticated. They had the Chinese put it out, a man-made one that isn't really harmful to make it look deadly and create a hype. No. They put it out because Bill and Melinda Gates own the clone of the virus. They sold to North Carolina. It was given to the Chinese. So they can own the vaccine and own the tracking of it. This is about a global ID and tracking it. That's why the virus is real. And if you are zinc deficient, vitamin C deficient, or vitamin D3 deficient, or any of those combined, it'll kill your ass dead in a hammer. Just like if you don't have vitamin C, you're going to die from the common cold. Because that's the paradox. Yeah, if you're undernourished and run down, they'll kill you. And you know, every year, 35,000 people die of the flu is a big deal. But see, we just know that's part of life. It's what we do. But now it's like this phobia. And I always said that, man, what would they do if 100 kids die a year on average? The average really is like 67, but some years it's 100. Of a mass shooting. It's still too many, but it's this phobia, and all our guns are bad, and we're all to blame. What if they did that with the common cold? I've even said that before. Like a phobia of that. Because some people have those phobias, and yeah, you're not getting out of this world alive. Might as well press down the accelerator, man. Because those people who are waiting to die, die first. Those that aren't waiting to die live long lives. The good die young, too, as well. But in my experience, those fighting death are the ones that find it. Those that aren't afraid of death truly live. And, you know, what does it even matter anymore? I kept wondering, why do I feel so guilty? What is it I'm missing? And then it hit me about 3 days ago doing research. I was like, yeah, you subconsciously are mad at the third world because they've been dumbed down. They've been made poor by the globalists. They've been weaponized against you. And now they're being projected against the West as a weapon, but still they're not the bad guys. And you know this is really a target on them, because if you cut out the first world, it will starve billions over the next decade. We have the numbers, and that's what it was, is that they had subconsciously programmed me, even though I wasn't consciously tribal and against those people. They had been billed as my enemy, so I was kind of halfway not worried about them, you see. Because while they're busy trying to change the name of a dormitory from Lynch Hall, an Irish name, because it might hurt somebody's feelings, the globalists want to kill the third world, folks. And there's the bigger truth. So now I feel a lot better. Because it wasn't conscious, but I was mad at myself last week, going, what is it? What is it? And right before the show, it hit me. I went, it's already what you're researching. This is going to kill hundreds of millions of people. Already is killing millions right now. Starving to death. Every race, color, and creed, but mainly brown people. And do you really want to sign on to that leftist because you're so afraid of a virus and this crap? The shutdown of the economy is not about protecting you. It's about bringing down the world economy. All right, play the Joker piece again. Sorry, go ahead.
In the cold to get care. The hospital tells us every day they're working to increase the capacity of this hospital by flooding it with nurses and doctors and equipment. Outside, it's swamped with New Yorkers waiting in long lines to get tested for the coronavirus.
This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
America is not prepared. The nurses are not being prepared.
She was a fake nurse.
Coronavirus.
Same lady.
Real. Getting real.
I quit my job today. I went into work and I was assigned to a COVID patient on
a dummy.
An ICU unit that has been converted to a designated COVID.
I'll stop right there. I'm going to play the whole report. When I end the transmission, I want to hit a few more calls. But first off, can you guys cue up Cuomo for me yesterday? I'm doing this on short notice if you can. Cuomo came out and he said every model's been fake. Yeah, because it's 98% lower than what you said. And still, you know, half the coronavirus deaths in the U.S. are in New York. That's still, man, you're talking, you know, a lot of folks. In fact, let's play the audio. Here it is.
Look, what we know is by what we're seeing today, because all of the projection, by the way, all the statisticians have been 100% wrong. And we've been following the models because that was the only blueprint, but they haven't turned out to be correct. It's sort of like in the old days when we tried to predict a storm by listening to the weather forecast, right? So,
right.
What we're seeing right now are fewer new cases.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, and some of them are not dying because you're not putting them on a ventilator when they're having an autoimmune response. It's not air they need. They need Benadryl. We've had medical doctors on. And we've had doctors saying that. So, and the globalists already knew from China that ventilators kill people. That's why they're like, we need more ventilators. Kill these people. Because you can tell a doctor, here's the treatment. Go, okay. You know, because, again, it's all a murder operation. But the New York doctors are like, hey, these ventilators are killing everybody. This is an autoimmune response. Give them Benadryl. Give them, and they give them the Benadryl, and it's like, oh, they're fine now. It's an autoimmune response, just like the Spanish flu. But they don't want you to know that because Bill Gates wants to murder you and your family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.